Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Shani. May I please have your zip code to locate an account?
11791.
Thank you. May I have your name, please?
How do I know this isn't spam?
Well, ma'am, you contacted customer service until I'm able to get some more information from you. I'm not sure why you're calling.
Customer service of what?
Well, you contacted a third-party call center. We do handle about 400 different companies and their customers' accounts, and I need to locate an account before I can see which company that you could be involved with.
Susan Drucker.
Could you spell the last name, please?
D-R-U-C-K-E-R.
You said the first name was Susan?
Correct.
And I'm not pulling up an account for you. How can I help you?
Well, I got a survey in the mail from some after purchasing something, and then it said if you finish the survey, you're going to get this free drill, you know, an electric drill or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So how do I know it's not spam before I give them? They said it's free. You just have to pay for shipping. Before I give them my information, I don't know.
Okay, well,
spam.
It's a sweepstakes offer, so you do have to read the terms and conditions that's listed on the site if you want to continue.
And it wasn't a sweepstake. It was because I made a big purchase at Home Depot.
Okay, and what you selected is a sweepstakes to win. You said a drill?
It wasn't a sweepstake. It was if I finished the survey, I would get the drill.
Okay, well, I'm sorry, ma'am. You'll need to read the additional terms and conditions. Without you having an account with us, I can't further advise you of the information because I'm not sure what you have.
It sounds like spam. Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Welcome. Thank you for calling customer service.